And now for the weekly slice of the good life we call snapshots. This one comes from Patrice Gaines, who says she's already working out how she'll spend the new year.
Because it's December, naturally I'm taking an inventory of what I might do better in 2008 than I did this year. The traditional practice is to make resolutions. I tossed that idea aside several years ago after I realized I kept coming up short. I was tired of feeling like a failure. Instead, at the start of 2007, I decided I would simply observe myself, find out my faults, and spend the next year correcting them. This is a process that has nearly driven me crazy. I've been watching and listening to myself for almost a year. I'm appalled at some of the things I've seen myself do and heard myself say. For example, just the other day, I saw myself go to McDonald's and order a sausage and biscuit. I watched me, in horror, gobble down this huge white flour biscuit and greasy pork. Disgusted, I turned to myself and demanded, "Bring back the woman who was a vegetarian. The woman who a month ago bought 2 calorie counter books from Borders. Bring back that health-conscious diva." But that woman was nowhere around on that morning. So I watched this other woman, in my car, scarfing down that artery-clogging breakfast fare. And speaking of life-threatening behavior, did I mention I was eating and driving? I've read about the percentage of accidents caused by these X factors, like eating a microwave dinner behind the wheel, or putting on makeup as you do 75 down the highway. And there I was, part of the problem. A dangerous, even deadly problem. I seem to disregard good information to do whatever the heck I want to do. But I'm just as dangerous even when I'm not on the road. Consider what I caught myself wearing as I left home one morning. Could I actually have walked out of the house wearing a blue flannel dress, white socks, and flat black sports shoes? Surely not. I'm 58 years old. My grandmother had her hats made by a milliner. As for my mother, the saleswomen in the designer clothing department at Saks knew her full name. But none of this makes me any less guilty. Even when I'm just standing there, barely moving a muscle, I still manage to say and do things that shock me, like I mutter to myself more and more these days. Just the other night, I proclaimed to an extension cord, "This isn't right," as I plugged in yet another strand of Christmas lights. All of this brings me to this year's decision to return to making resolutions. As the countdown to 2008 begins, I've started making resolutions I thought might enhance my life next year. At the top of my list, don't eat sausage biscuits. Don't talk to myself out loud. Don't wear white socks with a dress, any dress. But someone told me once that resolutions should be affirmative. So I crossed out everything on my list and wrote instead, "In 2008, instead of watching and listening to myself, I will pay closer attention to what other people say and do." There, I feel better already.
That was author and writing coach Patrice Gaines with this week's Snapshot. She told us her story from Charles Holloman Production Studios in Charlotte, North Carolina.